Hi, and welcome to episode number 6, Forgiveness, the Path to Love. In my last podcast, I talked about gratitude and the fact that it was one of two of the most important relationship skills. Forgiveness is the other one. And these two are critical. They're critical in any relationship, whether it's family, friends, coworkers, but most critical when you're in relationship with a love partner. My commitment to lesbians is to help you become a conscious, intentional partner. If you want to be a better partner, a better girlfriend, I encourage you to learn this skill of forgiveness. It took me a long time to learn it, and it made all the difference in my life and relationships. And just to know, it is a two-way street. It goes both ways. When you forgive someone else, you're also forgiving yourself for whatever part you played in it. What I want to talk about today is the what, the why, and the how of forgiveness. And what I mean by that is, what does it actually mean to forgive? Why should we do it? What does it do for us? What benefits? And how to make it an easier process? Because when I think about forgiveness, it's sort of scary, and a lot of us don't want to do it. I know I didn't want to do it. So how can it be made easier? But first, a little background on how I became such a big proponent of forgiveness. I had a difficult time with forgiveness after my partner of 17 years and I split up. And this was decades ago. She cheated multiple times and lied about it, and I believed her. But obviously deep inside, I didn't trust her, and maybe that created some of the problems. But after we split, I had so much anger, resentment, hostility, negativity. It was burning inside of me. It felt like dark mud was filling my insides. I did not like how it felt. But I thought that's how I would punish her. Well, she moved on with the last woman she cheated with, and she probably never gave me another thought. It was like I wanted her to know how angry I was. I wanted her to suffer. I wanted her to have bad luck. I wanted nothing but bad to come to her. How awful that I felt that way after 17 years of loving someone. It makes me really sad to think about it, even today. Well, I carried that wound for years. I would often retell the story of how it ended and all the stuff that happened right before that with such anger, and I was really passionate about my anger. And each time I told the story, it was like I was living it over and over. It was like I was recreating the story that happened in the past, but I was recreating it in the present. And I kept it alive. And it was eating away at me. I can tell you that much. Did she feel hurt? No, I did. I was the only one hurting. But I was blinded to that unforgiveness. To forgive her was unthinkable to me. Now, in fairness, she may have had a little dark night of the soul feeling badly for hurting me. I don't know. I couldn't see it that way. I could only see how I was wronged. She offended me in a big way. Did I in any way contribute to her cheating? Maybe and maybe not. It really doesn't matter. What mattered is I needed to forgive myself too. But first, I needed to let go of the angst and forgive her for the past. To cut the chain that was keeping me stuck in such a negative cycle. So let's talk about what the word forgiveness means. To forgive means to completely give. Boy, that blows my mind. So you're saying to completely give to someone who's ruined your life? No, that's crazy, right? So it means to give, grant, or allow pardon. To give up the desire or power to punish. Again, like when I think about that, how hard is it to forgive? I mean, isn't there an offense that would be unforgivable in your mind? Are there people from your past, specifically relationships, you're still holding on to that anger and that resentment. I knew for me, I had to figure out a way to let it go. And it's so important to forgive. So what I want to do is I want to explain to you why it's so important to forgive and why you should listen to the ways I'm going to tell you, the ways that I'm going to share that are going to be a whole lot easier for you to do it. Well, I asked myself a question because I was living in this angst. Like I said, it was like this blackness was inside of me. I kept repeating the story about the demise of our relationship, and it was getting blacker and blacker. So how could I, who was ready for a relationship, attract someone amazing if I was exuding this negativity? I explain this like a low vibrational state. It's dark, ugly, and yucky. I wanted out. I didn't feel good, but I was trapped. I thought if I let it go, it was excusing her without penalty, without the pain that I went through. But that was never going to happen. To let go would be a way to release me from the chains. And I couldn't see it until one day I was taking one of many personal improvement seminars. And somebody mentioned that cancer and disease come from holding resentment and anger inside your body for years. The longer you hold it, the worse the disease is, the dis-ease. It got my attention, but it really wasn't until I heard this quote. This quote woke me up. I was woke. And here it is. Revenge is like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die. Whoa, that hit me so hard. Oh my God, that's what I was doing. I was drinking the poison. I was living this horrible life. She was doing fine. She wasn't being punished. It got my attention so much that I realized that I needed to let go. And what was happening to me right now at this time was so many awful things. I experienced some of the top stressors that life can deliver to us in a short period of time, and it felt really dark. My mother passed away. I lost two of my beloved pets. Of course, we were separating, divorcing. I lost my job and was moving out of the country to take on a new job. So moving out of my home, moving out of my country, these were huge, huge stressors. And it was a dark time for me. I finally started to let this go. And I want to be clear that forgiveness is not about forgetting that this was ever done to you, but it's about forgiving it and letting it go. It doesn't mean that you have to be best friends with this person again or even have them in your life. When you let this weight go, everything changes. Once you forgive, your vibration rises, your frequency rises. You're vibrating at a higher level, even a higher consciousness, where life becomes easier. It becomes more fun, ease, and flow. You get rid of the shackles of resentment, anger, and hostility. You replace the negativity with positive. And it's now possible to begin attracting better things in life. Once I started to forgive and actually did an active process, my life changed. I started attracting so many good things. I had lots of time to think living out of the country. I didn't have any friends there. I was, you know, basically on my own. I did have my dog, which was wonderful. She saved my life. Best dog ever. I took courses. I journaled a lot. I was in meditation. Then I started to meet some really fun people. I had new experiences. I had so much fun. And I think it was one of the happiest times that I've had in my life. The happiest I'd been in a really long time. I dated and, skipped ahead. Okay, so everything was going really well. And yes, I dated and I met a really wonderful woman and was seeing her while I was in Canada. Well, then I moved back 3 years later into my same house, which was really weird and really difficult. And my vibration started to come down a little bit. And I realized this quickly and I started to take a whole lot more courses. I read tons of books. I decided to stay in a state of forgiveness about everything, not just stuff that happened in the past, but anything that happened day by day. And that was super important. So when I got back to the States, I eventually started dating again and I met my second partner. We were together 8 years, two daughters, many dogs later, we split. This time, our split was calm and untroubled. Now, it wasn't easy. I'm not going to say it was easy. I was miserable, and I sat down with her one night, and I said, I'm not happy, and I don't think you are, and she agreed, and then we decided to split. It was difficult, and there were some tough times right after that. The good thing is that we have a good relationship today. We share two daughters, so it's important for them. And I realized the need to forgive. We got disconnected, and I pointed the finger at her, but in reality, I was a workaholic, and my workaholism led to disconnecting us. I worked all the time, and she felt that, and then she disconnected from me, so it was a double disconnection, and that's what was the ruin of us. It wasn't that we didn't try. We did a lot of therapy, but we didn't save it in time. And so I finally saw the need to forgive her and forgive me too, because I realized that I had a role in it. But it took me a long time to be willing to take accountability. And here's the thing. I grew up with parents and two sisters who are still with their original spouse. So I saw my first relationship of 17 years and my second relationship of 8 years as failures because they ended. It wasn't until a friend of mine said, don't look at those as failures. Look at them as 17 and 8 year successes. And then I got to thinking, who says that a relationship should be forever? Society, religion, our culture? Great. If it does, and it's happy, right? That's great. Maybe each relationship has a part to play in our life, and it doesn't have to be forever. The gratitude practice that I do helped me to find gifts in those two relationships. And I currently practice a mental fitness process, which seeks to find gifts in any situation, especially those that we perceive as really, really bad. The way that I look at life now, and even love, is asking, am I moving toward or away from love? You see, I see this continuum. On one side is love, and on the other side is fear. And if we're moving toward love, we have this good feeling of ease and flow. And if we're moving towards fear, it's unpleasant, it's painful, it's dark. So am I moving toward fear? If you feel unpleasant, then it's fear, anger, suffering. Moving toward love gives you this warm ease and flow. And that's what forgiveness does. Once you forgive, you feel like you've just dropped the weight and raised your vibration. So ask, do I want ease and flow? Do I want to attract someone in a high vibrational state? Do I want to keep drinking the poison? No, no, and no. The answer is no to all of these. So forgiveness is the way. So you can see that there's so many benefits. You can attract the right partner. A lot of people tell me they keep attracting the same partner over and over again. And it's because they're in the same state of energy. They haven't changed their energy to start attracting something different. It also allows you to let go of that negative, yucky energy, to live in a conscious, high vibration, to be more intentional. Let's take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to talk about how to forgive and make it easy. I promise that these techniques are doable. They're doable because they don't carry the same type of charge that you get when you just think about forgiving, because they put you in action. There are four techniques. The first one is to write a letter to the person who offended you, past partners, somebody who stole money from you, whatever. Write a letter. You don't have to send it. If you choose to send it, great. If not, burn it. Take three deep breaths when you're burning it. Breathe in love and joy and peace. Breathe out anger, resentment, and suffering. Do that for three breaths. If you decide to send it, don't be surprised if you don't get a phone call or somehow run into that person. Number two, this is a harder one. This would be to make a phone call. Now, if you still have access to that person, you might just call and just tell them why you felt hurt and how you really wish that whatever happened didn't happen and that all these things went on in your life and that you want to forgive them for what they did. And in that process, you will be forgiving yourself. So that's a little bit harder. I wrote a letter and I burned it. That's how I did it. Number three, this is a really cool thing. It's an ancient Hawaiian practice called the Ho'oponopono. They also call it a prayer. It's four statements that you say aloud or to yourself. The statements are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Now, the please forgive me part for some of you may say, what? I'm forgiving them? I'm asking for forgiveness? You can say, I forgive you. But the reason you say, please forgive me is because we have accountability for everything in our life. That's what makes this so effective, is that it helps clean up everything. That is the way that the prayer was originally written. Those four statements can be said in any order, but I say them, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. This prayer, if you will, or practice, was used very effectively by a psychologist, Dr. Hugh Len, in a Hawaii State Hospital. He was working in the criminally insane ward. And in this particular hospital, they couldn't keep psychologists. The employees hated working there, and the patients, frankly, weren't getting better. Now, mind you, he never saw the patients professionally. He never did counseling with them. He sat in his office, he reviewed their files, their charts, and he worked on himself. He did this energetic healing using this process. And this process is described as follows. It's a process of letting go of toxic energies within you to allow the impact of divine thoughts, words, deeds, and actions. Simply put, Ho'oponopono means to make right or to rectify an error. Now, according to the ancient Hawaiians, error arises from thoughts that are tainted by painful memories from the past. So it offers a way to release the energy of these painful thoughts or errors which cause imbalance and disease. Really interesting and really cool. So what do you think came out of it? Well, it's unbelievable because after a few months of taking total responsibility for his life, what happened was many of the patients started to do better. Employees came into work and were really excited about it. Essentially, what happened was the hospital ended up closing after 3 years because all of the patients ended up getting healed, if you will. And I know that might sound crazy, but this is what happened. So it allows you to take total responsibility for your life. Everything in your life, the entire world, heals from the inside out. You're essentially turning it over to trust. I do it. I say it often, like throughout the day when I'm walking or just sitting around in the shower, and I repeat it out loud if I'm by myself, and, you know, under to myself if I'm somewhere else. It's just a really handy way to take extra time that you might have when you're doing nothing, standing in line, in traffic, waiting for something. It works. My life has changed since I've been doing this. There's a book called Zero Limits by Joe Vitale, which talks a lot about the success of this system. And I sincerely recommend it. I think this not only can help you, but it is a way to clear the world of all the toxicity. And right now, we need a lot of it. We need a lot of clearing, a lot of cleaning. If everyone could do this, it would be phenomenal. And it's very, very simple. Finally, the fourth one. This is called the Forgiveness Diet, and it comes from A Course in Miracles. And I'm reading from an article by Stacy Corrigan. It says, the only diet that works. So the concept centers around writing statements of forgiveness every morning and every evening for 7 days to elicit healing in your heart towards those you feel have wronged you. As an added component, each day at the end of the day, you forgive yourself. Forgiveness truly can set you free. And if you commit to this simple 7-day process, you will notice subtle yet significantly powerful changes that begin to unfold for you. There are a lot of people that have eating issues, right? Maybe eating compulsively or not making healthy choices. And this works really well. And there have been many incidences of people who've dropped a significant amount of weight from doing this. So, hey, ladies, that's not such a bad thing, right? If we need to lose some weight and it's coming from all this negativity and toxicity, why not? I've done this multiple times in my life and I'm doing it actually right now. So all you need for this exercise is a commitment of 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night, and a brand new notebook. You don't want anything else in this notebook. So you're going to select a time in the morning. It needs to be before noon for your morning exercise. On a clean page in your notebook, number 1 through 35, leave a space between each one. So you're going to skip every other line. Then you're going to write the following sentence 35 times. I, say your name, forgive, say the name of the person you blame, totally and unconditionally. So I, Pamela, forgive so-and-so, totally and unconditionally. Now, you don't want to pick and choose who you will or won't forgive. Don't even think about it before you write. Write whatever name comes to mind. Try to write 35 different experiences. However, if one name or experience continues to come forward in your mind, it's fine to write as many times as you think about it. When you've completed the exercise, you want to take 5 to 7 long, deep breaths and close the book. Now, at night, you're going to repeat this exercise before you go to bed, before midnight. This time, you're going to write the following sentence 35 times, numbering in the notebook the same way, leaving a space in between each. I, state your name, forgive myself totally and unconditionally. Period. I am free to move on to wholeness and completeness. Period. So those two sentences. Now, the reality is you may not know why you need forgiveness, but it doesn't matter. Spirit knows the reason. You must repeat this exercise every morning and every evening for 7 days, forgiving others in the morning before noon, yourself in the evening before midnight. If you miss a day, you must start all over. You know, true forgiveness requires a little bit of work, and missing a day might reflect a little bit of resistance on your part. Be gentle with yourself. Be compassionate. Keep trying. You will be shown whether you have truly completed your task. And if you have, don't be surprised if you see or hear from the very person that you are forgiving. And you want to pay attention to how you respond to the situation. When you have totally forgiven others and yourself, you will experience a completely new sense of freedom. Well, I hope I inspired you to forgive the past. And there may be someone right now that you need to forgive, but it can be an active, specific way. Choose one of these methods to help you because they will make a difference. Now, if you need a bigger motivational kick in the butt, maybe this will help. Mother Teresa said something that really hits hard. And since I'm a love coach, it's not just past relationships, but even current ones. Are there things you're holding on to that your partner has done to you? Why not just let it go? You know, we can sometimes hold these grudges way too long. So Mother Teresa's quote is as follows. If we really want to love, we need to learn how to forgive. Period. The second quote is from Marianne Williamson, and this hits the nail on the head. There is no peace without forgiveness. And I've added a quote from myself, which is, forgiveness is about healing the wounds within. I hope this has helped you and inspired you. Forgiveness is the ultimate path to love. Thanks for listening.